Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. How good are you at forgiving? It seems like there's an active attitude to be first in line, fastest off the stoplight, and heaven help you if you cut me off in traffic. The first reaction if someone wrongs you is retaliation. As human beings, we have a human nature living in a broken world. We cherish being redeemed by the grace of the blood of Christ, yet we so easily tend to judge and hold grudges. And we're not that quick to forgive when we are wronged. We like to mentally put people in cages and then revengefully hold on to the key. Yet, if you stay angry and don't forgive someone, you become them. And how does that fit with God's Word? Let's look at a few of the important scriptures about forgiving others. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you." Then in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, "Whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions." Then Colossians 3:13, "Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive." And Psalm chapter 32, verse 5, "I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Then in James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, "Is any one of you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is in sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him." Now, you remember that Apostle Peter, on whom Jesus said he would found his church? Peter had a forgiveness problem, and Jesus counseled Peter's non-forgiveness, as we read in Matthew 18. Verse 21 says, "Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Verse 22, Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times 7. So what did Jesus mean when he said to Peter to forgive 70 times 7? He meant to live a forgiving and repentant life. That is, to continuously forgive others and live a life of repentance. Now, that might seem to be a hard lesson to accept. It certainly is not a worldly attitude. Yet in Christ's example, what did Jesus do when he hung on that cross at Calvary? We read in chapter 23 of Luke, verse 34, "But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves." He was painfully hanging from nails through his wrists and ankles, asking his Father to forgive his tormentors. What about you and me? We say we've been freely and fully forgiven. Can our pardon never be retracted? Well, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, so likewise will my Father in heaven do to you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Your life, my life, is at all times on display to the world. The unsaved are looking at us as a reflection of Jesus Christ and the gospel. They look at how we forgive, how we love. So let us bring glory to God, our Father, each day by his grace. Amen. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.